The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Your Heat's better than you thought they were, aren't they?
Before the year started, I thought that's a team who could probably finish anywhere from 4 to 6, which is kind of where they finish. I did not expect them to be such a problem for the Bucks going into the year. Then I saw them actually play. In fact, the second game of the year, they played without Jimmy Butler. He had some issues to deal with family-wise, and they went into Milwaukee and won. So I thought to myself, okay, maybe there's something there. But a couple of trades happened where Justice Winslow, because he could never stay healthy, they traded him away, brought in. Also, they had some bad contracts, so they brought in Crowder, who's been great from three. Iguodala as part of their defensive rotation late. The ease of which they dispatched the Bucks is surprising to me. I thought going in, they could compete. But even with Giannis on the floor, the Heat had all the answers. Closed late in games one and two, and then game three as well. Getting to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, they're ahead of schedule. Because Tyler Hero is a 20-year-old rookie, and he's part of their closing rotation. He's part of that lineup that closes out games for them. They are way ahead of schedule because everyone thought next year when Giannis was available in free agency or maybe they would trade for Bradley Beal. Now they've got more options than I think they initially thought as far as how they want to go.
Oh, hell yeah. How about Tyler Hero? So apparently Tyler Hero from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Did not choose Wisconsin.
He initially committed.
And then chose Kentucky.
Because he felt Kentucky was a better spot to develop and become a pro.
I want to win a title. And I want to go to the league.
Yes.
That was the two things he said. And he got both. And he just eliminated Wisconsin.
Yeah, and he got a lot of hate when he decommitted from the home state school.
Right.
So I don't know if they're over that. But
this didn't help.
He hit big shots throughout that series. Even in the game for a loss, he hit three big threes late to either give the Heat the lead or keep them in the game. And then He made some defensive plays last night and hit a big three coming right off the break. So that dude's 20, was drafted in the 13th spot. The Heat are proving, even with Bam, another Kentucky guy, they went back into Kentucky a couple years before and got him. I think he was a 14th pick overall. They've proven that you can find guys in the middle of the draft. And both those guys are starting, or not starting, but part of their closing lineup on an Eastern Conference Finals team.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm just amazed. Just what a great job. You have an unlimited budget. You find a Duncan Robinson that is undrafted.
Yeah.
And you bring him in and you give him a shot and look at what he's doing.
Yeah. And even
one of the best, if not the best shooter in the league.
And Kendrick Nunn is another guy. Now, he's kind of fallen off in terms of the rotation, although he got back into this series. Didn't play much against Indiana because Dragic has been so great. But he started for them as an undrafted rookie all year long. He finished second place, rookie of the year. Those are the guys they found. Duncan Robinson, maybe the best active shooter because Clay and Steph aren't.
And then you drafted Tyler Hero.
And yes, those are the three guys. And Duncan Robinson barely played last year, so he's practically a rookie. So you have three guys. Now, Duncan's older because he spent so much time in college at 25, but Kendrick Nunn's like 23, 24.
Ancient.
I know in basketball. Tyler Hero's 20, and Bam is like 22, 23. And you may decide to trade Kendrick Nunn because you might get a better player. So they've built it through the draft and through free agency, and they got their big piece in Jimmy Butler, who's kind of made and elevated that entire team.
And Spoelstra is a great coach.
Yeah, he has outcoached McMillan and Budenholzer. We'll see what it is with Stevens or Nurse, but it does feel pretty good to know you can go into any series and not be at a coaching disadvantage, and then you add the pieces they've put together. And there's some talk before the year how Spoelstra felt rejuvenated because the Deion Waiters, James Johnson, Hassan Whiteside crew was kind of weighing them down. Now, he had to stick with Deion Waiters and James Johnson for a little bit until they got rid of them in the Jay Crowder, Iguodala, Winslow trade. But when Hassan was gone and everyone, and he apparently he felt renewed because, okay, Whiteside's out. I can play Bam Adebayo the proper minutes, and I got Jimmy Butler. And this was a team that didn't have any cap space. They had $2 million in cap space last
year. No, and you know Jimmy Butler is a badass that just wants a win.
Yeah, and he fits their...
He'll punch you in the face.
He fits the profile of the Heat. And right. That's why the Rockets wanted him, too. We forget about that, but the Rockets were all in on him. They were willing to trade Eric Gordon and other pieces. And
can you imagine having him instead of Russ?
Well, the thought was to have all three of them.
That's true.
Because they were going to trade some combination of Tucker and Gordon and maybe Capella to try to get Jimmy. Maybe not Capella, because it would have to be a three-team trade because the Sixers weren't going to need Capella. But to get him here, and I think he told them, nah, I'm good. And that's why he's in Miami instead of maybe here. You could have had – that could have been your three. I don't know if Jimmy would have appreciated standing around waiting for shots.
No. No, I don't think so. Let's get Nick in here. Let's talk about our new signal. What do you say, Nick?
Hey, Johnny. How you guys doing today?
What's up? That's my pal. I'm going to see you tonight.
I know. Hey, how about this week, man? Who'd have thought we're going to have this beautiful week of all this sports to talk about on the radio? And not only do we have all these beautiful sporting events happening this week, but your signal on 92.5, I just drove in from Katy. It's fantastic. It is such a great thing. You guys hit it big time by doing that. Way to get the other station there. Good job.
I know. How about it? Give big ups to David Gow. How about that? Katy can hear us now, right?
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Gow sounds so sweet. His voice is like a beautiful siren in Katy when you hear it on the radio now. It's amazing.
You know what sirens do to people?
Yeah. They bring death
into rocks.
They bring death and destruction.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Oh, that's right. My bad. But I want to tell you guys, hey, you know, seriously, the station sounds good, and looking forward to, man, there's a lot. Talk about a lot of fun stuff going on this week, kicking it off.
How many fantasy still leagues still? You got a lot of fantasy leagues over there?
Me personally?
Yeah. Have you had a bunch of drafts over at your place?
Yes, we've had a bunch of drafts over the place. Yes, absolutely. So probably not as much as last year, but the regulars still coming in. The guys have been doing the drafts in this place for years. They're still there. So, but perhaps maybe a little bit. A few people are not doing as much as they used to. But hey, I think once the season gets started, there's going to be a lot of people regretting not being interested in doing them. I think they're going to go, they're going to start to miss it.
And I don't know if people know this. I know there was no preseason, but the NFL season starts on Sunday. And where should you go to watch your NFL game?
Of course you're going to go to the next place. What are you going to do?
Thank you.
You're going to watch it at home, you boring thing. Let's go. Let's watch the games at Nick's place.
That's it.
27-13 Rocky Ridge. That's right.
Oh, thank you for that.
That's it. That's my boy. We'll see you tonight. Get the Coors Lights ready. Did you buy enough Coors Lights for us? Me and Chad are coming tonight, so be ready.
That sounds great. We'll have Coors Light ready. But congrats again on the new station. It sounds fantastic.
I appreciate it, man. 92.5 for those of you that are out there in Katy and you're trying to hear, or you're out west, you're in Richmond, you're in Sugar Land, wherever you are, and you've had a problem, no more problems. 92.5. How about that?
There you go. Take care, guys.
All right, pal. There's Nick from Nick's Place.
You don't even have to wait till Sunday. You can go there for playoff games.
Tomorrow night? You got Astros, Rockets. I got to go to Nick's Place Thursday night.
And more college football games will be on the schedule on Saturday for you to go. And, you know, John's recommendation is you go get your pizza, the pepperoni, a little burnt. You want a little burnt.
Uh-huh.
And you're good to go all day.
Well done on the bottom.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Nick's Place, open for all of your sporting events. He's talking about all these sporting events. You should go watch them at Nick's.
Yep. No. We got three tomorrow. I don't have a setup yet. I'm getting my setup where I've got three TVs at the same plate right there. Yeah.
Someone tweeted us about that tomorrow would be the first time ever that all three local teams could win on the same day. Is that true?
I don't think that is true, because in 2017, I think they all played on the same day.
Yeah.
Texans, Rockets, and Astros. They all played on the same day. Now they were all playing in the same, and maybe they were all playing together in November, because the Astros were in the World Series, the Texans obviously, and the Rockets had started. But I don't know that they all played on the same day.
Yeah, and won on the same day even. I think that was the thought. Ooh. That they have all won on the same day.
What about all three winning?
It would be big. Well, the Astros a little less, but the other two would be big. tomorrow to win.
Better odds. All three win, all three lose.
Their Astros are still in Oakland, correct?
Thursday, yes. Today and tomorrow.
It's a road game. I feel like it's better odds that they all lose.
Better odds that they all lose. Yeah. Texans are 9, it's down to 9. 9-point underdogs. The Rockets are going to be underdogs to the Lakers. And the Astros are underdogs.
Yeah.
But it's better, much better odds.
We need upsets tomorrow.
Much better odds that they all three lose instead of all three win. No question about that. HRP, HRP.net is what we're talking about here. Look, if you own a business and you've got 15 or more employees, then you've got to use our people over there at HRP. If your payroll company hasn't been as knowledgeable, if they haven't been as attentive, if they really don't know about the Affordable Care Act, if they don't know about how to get you your SBA loan, how to get your PPP, how to get you through, navigate you through all of these different difficult coronavirus times, well, then it's time to get with ours because they have been unbelievable with us. They helped us get our SBA loan. They helped us. They help us every year through with the Affordable Care Act and all of our taxes. If you're spending time, if you're non-compliant, you're not doing it right with the Affordable Care Act, it's going to cost you. You're going to get penalized. And don't let that payroll company screw you up. Ours is extremely, they're experts in the Affordable Care Act and all of this in helping us guide through the coronavirus epidemic. So, HRP.net, that's the only way to go. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
So it looks like this is the proposal. A 346-team tournament. There are 357 D1 teams, but Oklahoma State is banned for infractions related to the FBI college hoops investigation, and LSU isn't. Okay, all right. Nice job, LSU. This would be how wild this is? No conference tournaments, but just a gigantic 346 team tournament. Wow. I guess in a bubble.
Gonna get some bad basketball for some of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, one game, anything can happen. But when Kentucky is playing a Missouri State in the first round and the first two rounds, you pit the worst of the worst against the best.
Yeah, if you're giving the one seed the 346 team in basketball, it's going to be some – and just so on and so on. It's going to be some really bad basketball that first couple rounds.
Will teams beat other teams by more than 50?
Yes.
More than 60?
Yes. If I don't know who the best team in basketball will be this year. Well, I guess that'll play out, certainly. But if that team gets to go against the worst team in all of college basketball, they're going to beat them by 60 and 70 if they want to.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to deal with it. At least, I don't know where that game will be on, what channel that game will be on, if... There'll be plenty of options to switch. I know that to be the case with all the games, but you're going to get some lopsided scores.
So you get to 64 or 68 teams, 68 to 64 teams in 1 week.
Yes. So you'll get back to your
normal tournament. Will there be any huge upsets?
In that first week?
Yeah. Well,
what do you mean? Like a 10 versus a 300 something?
Will a Sam Houston, will a division... an FCS team.
Well, you mean make it? We see that to what week in the second?
Well, actually, they get put in, but we do see them winning. We see them get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, we see that already.
Yeah,
a huge upset on that first weekend would be a team that would finish last in their regular season.
A mid-level Pac-12 school will lose to a.
Yeah, like the second-to-last place team in the Southland or something.
Yeah.
That's the type of upset you're talking about, where a team that's just like a Pac-12 school who wouldn't have made the tournament anyway is in, and they play some Southland team who's really excited to be there.
Well, in the first week, you get down to, what, 175 teams? It's 350 teams. You get down 175, 170.
That first Thursday, Friday, you would get down. And then that next, then you play Saturday, Sunday. So you're talking about that first Thursday, Friday round of games?
You get down to 174 the first, and then that divided by two is 88.
Yeah, or right. Whatever the number is. I'm not sure how some teams get a bye.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
Probably.
Maybe you don't want to see number one versus number 346. That team gets a bye. Maybe the top 10, whatever they need to do to make it 64 or 68 that second weekend. But I do foresee something like that happening. Like just some team, some bad random team from a small conference gets on the roll and takes out, like, I don't know, Colorado. Because Colorado had no business in the tournament anyway, but they're there because of the circumstances.
No, that absolutely will happen.
Yeah, I can see that happen. Certainly.
How do you watch all of this?
You don't.
I mean,
well, you gamble.
Right.
That's the only. That's,
well, you want to talk
that's
about
awesome gambling first round.
You want to talk about awesomeness?
Yeah. I don't. How will the books hand? I want to look at the interface of the betting sites. When there's 100 games that they have to put down for that first weekend or that first day or the first Thursday, Friday. How many games would that be per day? About, I don't do math well, but it's over 50 per day. I just want to see the interface, how they put that together.
Boy, you want to talk about a busy day on my bookie.
Yeah, I'm sure they're praying for it.
It is the first time all three will play on the same day, says Iskelski. Rockets did not play on Sunday, October 29th, 2017, and Rockets did not play on Sunday, October 27th, 2019.
Yeah, because we remember at times that, well, I don't know if it's the, was it the World Series where Jame and Russ were in the stands? Was that the World Series where they were there?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's certainly behind home plate in Tillman seats. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the first time all three will be playing tomorrow. Will be the first time that all three playing on the same day.
And we believe it'll be a day that goes down not so great.
How many of the three will win?
Who is starting for the Astros tomorrow? 'Cause I feel like that's your best bet, even though they stink on the road.
Tomorrow, Thursday, the starter is Urquidy.
Okay. And against who?
Oh, they're playing on the same day. They're playing at 2:40. The Rockets' schedule still...
Is it out yet? I mean, they play at 7,
they're playing,
right?
Yes, they're playing at 6.
6? Okay, 6. So it's a doubleheader for us here. And then the Texans... I think I saw, because the Heat finished off the Bucks yesterday, that the Rockets game will end by probably halftime of the Texans-Chiefs, kind of how it might play out. So you got Astros, A's, going to Rockets, Lakers, and then you split your time until halftime, and then the Rockets will be over, and then you get to watch the rest of the Texans-Chiefs. Will the Texans-Chiefs game be decided before the Rockets-Lakers game is decided in terms of score and...
The outcome?
Yeah, it was already determined. No. Because you think the Texans cover.
I think Texans cover tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm leaning that way, too.
I took the 9.
I think they'll play well. I don't know
if
they'll win.
I took the 10, actually.
This is Deshaun's... I mean, I don't know. I don't think he feels pressure, but these are the two dueling big contracts for quarterbacks from the offseason going against each other in week one. I think Deshaun's going to be like, want to prove... Yeah, I got my deal too, and this is why. And this is why I got my deal. I think he'll play well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Deshaun plays well in first games.
He plays well primarily in primetime games.
In primetime?
Yeah.
Yep. No, he will play well. Now, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, this next week against the Ravens is not going to be pretty.
Yeah, if
they're a regular season machine.
If last year was any indication.
It's here, but. I don't think that's not going to matter much, especially since no fans in the month of September.
No.
I wonder why they're doing that as opposed to A&M, Texas.
I don't know.
And making that decision when they did, I think was...
And particularly because the numbers here are going down.
And Kansas City is going to have fans there.
Yeah. Is it simply an out there? It's an, is it because it's an indoor place and that's why they feel like it's not as safe to do it?
I don't know. I think it's silly.
Yeah.
Making decisions like the Big Ten made, making decisions like the Texans made.
Before you have to.
Before you have to.
Why would you? Why can't that decision have been made?
Right now, you could put those tickets out there.
People would buy them.
And people would buy them.
Yeah.
You'd sell 20,000 for next week's Baltimore game right now. Today.
I guess.
Today you would sell.
I guess that decision was made to keep your fan base aware. But if you told them, hey, if this is a week-by-week thing, we will update you consistently about what the plan will be. If you told them if you told them Monday, send out a blast, hey, we're having people.
Yes.
People would buy.
Oh, are you kidding? They said, you know, and actually you could upcharge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could charge almost two times and you would sell out.
And the NFL has decided on pumping in sound for games? Is that a go?
I think it is.
So we'll see that. I don't know if Miami is in the ACC and they're allowing for that. I don't know if they're allowing it for out of conference. So you might see that twice tomorrow. If the AC allows for out of conference games to do that, you might have both environments with artificial sound for football.
Mm-hmm.
And Miami, I believe, is the first Power 5 team to play, and we know the Texans and Chiefs are opening it. NFL. It'll be interesting. Will I care about pumped in sound? Will it bother me? It didn't bother me for soccer.
It hasn't bothered you in basketball, has it?
No.
No.
I don't think it will. But for soccer, it wasn't actually on the field. In basketball, I believe it is. The NFL football, it will be, at least for the ACC, and I think certainly the NFL will as well. Have they? Will an opposing team complain that it's too loud? How loud will it get before a team complains? Hey, this is far too loud.
We'll see. I mean, you're gonna guess who's going to get the brunt of it?
The Texans,
the very first.
Yeah.
And then they may adjust it by Sunday.
That's
if
true.
It is, you know what? If I'm Kansas City, I push it to the limit.
And tell them to make me.
I wonder
stop.
If they've been told what the decibel is.
They probably have, but you're going to have fans in the building for them, a small amount compared to normal, and then they're going to allow them to pump in crowd noise. The Texans are like, what the hell? Why do we have to be the guinea pigs for this? I got to find if they've set a rule for how loud it can be. Is it the normal amount that you would normally have at Arrowhead, and that's where you can reach?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it dynamic? Like on third downs, it'll get louder. On first downs, it'll
yes,
be less
yes,
loud?
Yes. It would almost have to, right?
Well, if you're the Chiefs, you're saying, can't we just keep at the same level and make it really loud throughout the game?
Hey, that was how it was in Indy. I'll tell you that.
That's true.
And that's how it is in New Orleans. It is loud every play, every defensive play. Tomorrow we're going to do throw. We got the biggest day. Sports day in how long? Are we going to have Throw Shade Thursday tomorrow? Or are we going to throw shade it?
Well, Throw Shade Thursday will proceed.
Right. We should do Throw Shade Friday if we get our asses kicked in all three games.
You want to wait and see how it goes?
No, we can't change. You can't change.
Yeah, the rules are the rules.
Your rules are the rules. It's Throw Shade Thursday. We'll do FU Friday.
Well, we might have a lot of FUs throw up.
We might. Let's do. Let's talk right now about CBD American Shaman. Those are my peeps over there. And listen, I don't care what it is. I don't care if you've got some kind of ailment, a shoulder. Lance, you know what you need? CBD oil. You need some CBD oil for that. And you know what? If you've got anxiety, you know what? CBD American Shaman helps with that. If you're having trouble sleeping, Lance. Lance has all of these things. Anxiety about not being able to remember anything. He can't sleep at night. He's got pain. A CBD American Shaman is here for you. Shop CBDTX.com. You want to talk about knowledgeable people? They are going to tell you everything. Trust me. They love this stuff. And, oh, by the way, they're not afraid to give free samples away. So stop by a CBD American Shaman shop and find out about it. I didn't know anything about CBD oil until we went over there, found out about it. I've been using it. I love it. You will too. You got joint problems. You got anxiety problems. You've got whatever it is. You've got sleep apnea, whatever the case may be. It will help you. It helps me. So go to shopcbdtx.com. 30 locations all throughout the city. Find one near you. Shopcbdtx.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Man, this story, though, I mean, I feel for Jermaine Stevens, who died of the coronavirus, but it wasn't because of football, people. I mean, people are retweeting this thing. This is why college football was canceled. Maybe if he was playing college football, he wouldn't have died. Maybe he wouldn't have caught it.
Yeah, as far as we know, there are no the family, and it's their right. They haven't told us. And it's not our business to know where he contracted COVID from. We just know that he had. And Division II college football was not a thing this year. He played for California University in Pennsylvania. So we don't know when he got it, how he got it, who he got it from. But it appears that he got this from a non-athletic activity. Because at least a sanctioned one, because his team's not playing or practicing. So it is misleading for people who don't have the ability to see things with context, because if you see college football players, you're saying, see, this is what we're talking about. Or in this case, because there's no football being played, he is a college student who died from coronavirus. And that's a little less salacious. Now, factually, you can write college football player dies, but he wasn't an active college football player at the time. He was sad enough as it is. He was a young man. going to college, who died from coronavirus. And that should be enough. But people decide, because they have a particular story they want to tell or a particular story they want to buy into, that, see, college football player died. No, he's a young man who died. And that's awful.
Yeah, and he was – now, was he 355 pounds because he wanted to stay big for football? Or he was a big kid now.
I've seen a couple pictures, body type, you would say that's a big kid. And if he was playing major college football for a D1 school, he would have weighed less, because I never saw him play, but it appears from what I've seen of his body that he wasn't going to be an effective football player at his size. I think he's listed at 6'3", 355. Appearances would say he probably weighed more than that. And if he was playing for a program that we pay attention to, a coach would have told him, we're going to need to get you in better shape to play for us. But at Division II, who knows what the standard is? I don't know for that school. He played. He played in games, but he did not look like a 355 that needed to be 355.
No, he was big. He was bigger than he looked like he was bigger than he. He wasn't very muscular either. Although he's probably strong as all get out.
He's a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
So who knows how muscular he would look. But I would say, just judging from pictures, because who knows, he didn't appear to be his listed weight. But who knows?
Can we can't blame college football for this, okay? So actually, I'm convinced that these kids are a lot safer. In a large part, a lot of these kids are a lot safer having the protocol, having the testing, having the supervision, and you know, these coaches that are wearing them out with stay away from everybody else. I mean, these coaches are wearing them out. So with that kind of supervision, I'm convinced that these kids are safer than they would be in the Gen Pop.
Yeah.
Look at Alabama. Look at the positive tests at Alabama from the general population of the student body. Mm-hmm. Now, it's ridiculous.
We don't know the number for the Alabama football team, because – to no one's surprise, I'm not expecting Nick Saban and that program to be releasing who or how many. We've seen Lincoln Riley, who went from a guy who people thought was forward-thinking because he suggested maybe we should push this back this spring to make sure we're safe. He was the anti-Mike Gundy because Mike Gundy was like, look, we know what these kids do for the economy here. We got to play. And people got on him about that. OU was very transparent with the number of cases, not necessarily the players who had tested positive. And this week, when football's right around the corner, now Lincoln Riley said, no, we're not telling you who tests positive. I mean, how many people test positive, because that would be a competitive disadvantage. So he went from forward thinking and the safety of the kids to, oh yeah, you remember that Lincoln Riley is actually a football coach. And now that football games are going to be played, in some instances, he's going to act like a football coach, and you're not going to get the information you thought you were going to get.
Right.
Because he's trying to win football games.
That's right. Now he's got to win football games.
Yeah.
Back then, he was an activist.
Well,
not anymore.
I don't know if he's less that, but in this case, he believes that the best thing to help my team win is to not tell the world how many people have tested positive. It doesn't help my team win, so I'm not telling you.
Right.
That's how it is.
Okay, the SI has its rankings out for football, for the NFL. Kansas City, no question, number one. Baltimore is number two. Saints, Seahawks, 49ers, Bills, Cowboys, Packers, Vikings, Bucks. So three of their Texans' first four games are against top 10 teams.
Where are the Bucks ranked?
The Bucks are 10th.
Okay.
Titans and Steelers. So five of their first six games are against top 12 teams in the league.
And the Texans are where again?
Where do you think the Texans rank?
Are they like 16?
16.
Oh my gosh. It's like people are just doing this on purpose now. They just put them there because that's where they that's the joke now. It's rough. In the AFC South, as far as the conference or the division is, you have the Titans, and considering what they did, and the Colts probably are going to be better.
Colts are 14th.
They're probably going to be better than they were last year, and the Titans certainly have higher expectations.
So the division, 11 Titans, 14 Colts, 16 Texans, 32 Jags.
So Phillip Rivers is enough to elevate the Colts over the Texans? Is that what it is? Or what the draft, Jonathan Taylor?
I think
the loss of DeAndre.
DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, they've made some additions.
Well, the Texans they've fallen out of, I mean, Hopkins. When you read the caption about why Hopkins. The Texans are 16, Hopkins. Nuke Hopkins has really destroyed Bill O'Brien's reputation and the Houston Texans from anyone's thought that they can possibly be good.
Yeah, it is funny. If Nuke Hopkins was still here, they would probably be looked at as a better team. And maybe that's right because he's an all-pro. But if I would imagine if he was still here, people would be thinking, can the Texans challenge the Chiefs? Where do they rank? I don't think they'd be ranked 16th. And usually I wouldn't imagine a wide receiver making that much of an impact in terms of teams' potential.
No, but I think it just changed the narrative of the entire organization.
Oh, I believe that should be the case.
This team is too stupid to win. Well, no, honestly.
I'm laughing because
I've never seen one act by a team change its entire course. You know, maybe Andrew Luck walking away.
But he's a quarterback.
Yeah. No. But yeah, right. But I mean, one thing that changed, well, Deshaun getting hurt that was a backbreaker for the team. Yeah,
because, I get it, because those are quarterbacks, and that's understood. When your top line quarterback leaves or gets hurt, that changes the trajectory of your franchise. Because when people talk about Deshaun, and I think he has the potential to be what people say, but I think he's a little overvalued until he proves it on bigger stages. They talk about an elite quarterback. What other elite quarterback even loses a great wide receiver, and you stop and you start to think about his team as going from here, and by here I mean up here to down here. That doesn't happen. Now, normally you don't just trade away your all-pro wide receiver, but an elite, like if Tyreek Hill left the Chiefs, that would be a big loss. But would the Chiefs go from, what are they, one in that poll?
The Chiefs are one. Yeah.
Would they drop to 10?
No.
Because they still have the elite quarterback.
Well, Kareem Hunt left, and they still...
Yeah, where do they go?
Yeah.
So that speaks to what people believe about Bill O'Brien and the Texans.
Well, if he had gotten more for D-Hop, I don't think people would look. I honestly do believe they think, well, this just organization is sucks.
Because we all know the trade is bad. We all know that. The money that you're paying David Johnson, the fact that you didn't actually have to trade DeAndre Hopkins, he wasn't going to hold out. He was going to have to play. But even you have said that you think this offense can be pretty good because Deshaun doesn't have his whoopee, as you say.
Well.
And they have Brandon Cooks, if he plays.
Is hurt already.
Yeah, already. But if they can stay healthy, you like the wide receiver core to be there because it's diversified. And when we heard about all the additions, people were complimenting the Texans. At least Ian Rappaport, I saw him talk about how good the weapons could be with Brandon Cooks and Randall Cobb. So why would they be 16 now if other people like the weapons? It has to be because of what you said. People think they're kind of dumb.
Well, they haven't done anything to help their defense.
No.
But that's not it.
No,
it's the entire aura around the organization. What kind of chance is there that Bill O'Brien is vindicated for his David Johnson? If David Johnson has a big year, runs for over 1,000, catches for 500-600.
If he combines for 1,600 total yards, it's a win.
Will he be vindicated? Remember he said during that virtual call with Cal and Mark Vandermeer, let's let this thing play out, everybody.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Let's let it play out.
Well, that
is there a chance he is vindicated?
You're forcing me to believe, and despite how I thought that they would actually be okay this year when we're talking about them against the Steelers, you're forcing me to believe that Bill O'Brien, along with Tim Kelly, who's the new old play caller, that they have devised a plan to get a guy who hasn't been really good since 2016 and have his best year ever, at least his best year in a long time. That's what I have to believe.
Right.
And I feel like you're asking me to believe a lot.
Well, yeah. But listen, every running back, Carlos Hyde. Where was Carlos Hyde before he came here?
True.
Where was Lamar Miller?
True, but we're talking combined catching and running, or rushing and receiving, about to have a really good all-purpose year. 1,600, 1,700 yards you're talking about. I find that part hard to believe. I don't find it hard to believe that they could manufacture a 1,000-yard rusher. But to incorporate David Johnson's other skills and make him this all-purpose weapon, I got my questions about that.
We'll see. And it starts tomorrow night. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back, ESPN 92.5, right here. That's right, 92.5 and 97.5. Both simulcast. If you're on the west side, if you have any problems with your signal on 97.5, go to 92.5 and maybe it'll be much better wherever you are. We certainly on the west side, it'll be better. Airbus had to redesign. You know, Airbus, the plane, had to redesign, apparently, its console. Why do you think that is?
Did it look like something it shouldn't look like?
Nope. Because the pilots kept spilling coffee on it.
And that's a bad thing.
On critical instruments.
Is that a bad thing to spill?
You know
coffee?
What I don't want? My pilot spilling coffee on critical instruments.
So airplanes don't come with cup holders for the pilots?
Apparently not. Or, you know, maybe they got some turbulence and coffee was spilling all over.
You know, I feel like I get it. Coffee's important, and certainly I want you to be alert. But maybe as a pilot, I don't remember astronauts having cup holders. And now you're at a level maybe a couple notches below astronaut, but you're still up in the air. Maybe you don't get to drink coffee while you're flying. Maybe you step out in the galley and drink something. Maybe you walk out the door.
Especially if it's gonna
Maybe you don't have to drink or put it near the console.
Apparently in Queensland, that's in Australia, right?
I believe so.
I think it is. Apparently, they have ruled that there cannot be dancing at weddings because of COVID-19.
Huh.
But apparently, they've ruled that sex parties are okay.
I agree with them. One is important, the other is not so much.
Right.
Why don't they just ban all weddings?
The irony is, if I was invited to a wedding this weekend to attend with my wife and I wanted to dance with her there, I couldn't. I wouldn't be allowed to. But if we decided to go to a sex club and swap partners with some people who we don't know where they're from or who they are, that's okay.
I'm not a big fan of wasted energy. It feels like going to a wedding is wasted time and energy. Sex party, you're getting stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate Australia for that. Makes some sense.
Thank you, Australia. Louisville, Kentucky, a Smithfield, Kentucky man accused of stealing a canine from the Henry County Sheriff's Office. His bait, Vienna sausages.
So they don't train their police dogs not to be fooled by Vienna sausages. So if I'm committing a crime and there's a dog chasing me, if I just drop Vienna sausages, will he stop?
I guess.
Is that what I'm finding out? Well, good to know, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like that's bad police dog training.
I feel like it is too. We were on a plane this weekend and they had the dog out there. You know, sniffing to see if you have anything in your pack, in your backpack or wherever, your carry-on luggage. I kind of feel like if I had a Vienna sausage, I could get away with whatever, right?
Well, if the Vienna sausage makes the dog do whatever he has to do to alert the authorities or the handler, doesn't that mean you're in more trouble? Because he stops, he pauses, he does because he's locked in the Vienna sausage. What you have to do is put the Vienna sausage in one bag and your drugs in the other.
Yeah.
And let him go there.
Don't go after them.
Oh, I can't carry Vienna sausages in the bag. Mm-hmm. Your dog isn't trained. And then you raise a fuss. And you
slip. And you got your weed over here. And you're good.
Yeah.
There's a church leader who called the coronavirus our punishment for evil of same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm. Was the church leader gay as well?
No. Mm-hmm. But guess what happened?
What happened? He died?
Got the coronavirus.
Well, now he asked questions to answer. Mm-hmm. Did he say, now phrasing is important. Did he say it is in direct, God's is punishing people who are all about that life? Or are he just saying because this country is allowing it to happen?
Well, he also said in March that God would not allow him to get sick because he has to serve the church.
Apparently God had other plans.
God said, catch some of this.
God's like, hey, don't tell me what I will and won't allow.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, when I was a kid, you're told about God, if you grow up Christian, you will not know the time or the day or the place. And the other thing, God's a mysterious God. And a vengeful one, too, as well. Don't write out God's plans for him.
No, God's got a plan. So apparently the spread of the coronavirus has changed industries. One of them is the porn business. Yuko Ogasawara is no exception. She feels like she can't, since the onset of the pandemic, she hasn't been able to work. She has been shooting porn for the last 3 years. She's 84 years old.
Ooh.
So I thought, is this someone that you, since you got granny, I mean, well, you got granny, you don't need.
Yeah, and granny's not 84 either.
She's not 84.
No.
She's dubbed the world's oldest porn star. I went and just Googled Yuko Ogasawara, but I'm afraid to open it.
Yeah, you probably should avoid.
I really am.
I don't think she's going to have very many PG-13 pictures.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to. If anybody else wants to, Yuko Ogasawara.
I would say don't hit images.
Oh.
84, and she can't work. Maybe this is a sign for her. Maybe it's time to hang it up.
Or, you know what? And well, here, Yuko Ogasawara, Instagram, she has 74 followers.
Yeah, she's not a star. Is she a star? She only has 74 followers?
No, I don't. Maybe her work isn't nearly as appreciated as she'd like it to be.
And the person who wrote the article should just call her a porn actress or an adult actress. She's not a star.
Porn's not a star. Not with 74 followers.
I've got 74 followers, and I haven't posted a picture in, well, not that I would post that type of picture anyway, but I haven't posted a picture in like 2 years, and I have more than 74 followers on Instagram. She's not a star.
The MP, MP is stands for Madhya Pradesh. The minister, Imari Devi, believes that she is immune to the coronavirus owing to the fact that she was born in Gobar. You know what Gobar is?
No idea.
Cow dung.
Ooh.
Yeah. I am born in mud and cow dung. Corona cannot come to me.
Is that something you can find on the CDC website?
Hmm.
If you're born in cow dung, you're immune to corona?
Oh.
Well,
we don't know that.
You had two people in your own house and get corona and you
not,
get it.
Not born in cow dung.
Were you born in cow dung?
I might have been. I don't know. You don't know.
I mean, you should ask some people who knew you as a child, because maybe you have the, maybe from now on, people should make sure their kids are born in cow dung.
She was said, she was angry with the media because there had been rumors that she had tested positive for the virus. And she said, pointing towards her mask, which was hanging by her chin, the minister even said that she was wearing it forcefully. She was forced to wear it. Can't get it. Born of cow dung.
Now, I know you can, when you hear a Japanese name, you can immediately spell it, but we have a request for you to spell that name so they can search. What's her name again?
O-G-A-S-A-W-A-R-A. Oga Sawara. Yuko Oga Sawara. What else? Oh, this kid that we talked about it a little bit earlier. The 12-year-old. For those of you that haven't heard, he's been suspended in Colorado. He was on a virtual class in his house, and apparently he had a toy gun. It was a, what kind of gun was it?
I have to look.
A Nerf gun, right?
I thought it was a Nerf gun, but I'm seeing toy, just a toy gun is the headline.
Toy gun. Yeah. It was pink.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. It says Isaiah's...
Flashed a toy gun across his computer screen.
It's like a cap gun?
Was a neon green and black handgun with an orange tip with the word zombie hunter.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Printed on the side.
At home, in his virtual class.
At home?
Yes.
And he's been suspended from school. Correct. What the is wrong with America? He's a 12-year-old, and he had it clearly a neon green... orange tip play gun.
Not only was he suspended, the police were called. Because he had a toy gun in a class at home. And apparently that the suspension and the reason for it is going on his record. And the mom says, if her main concern was his safety, a 2-minute phone call to me or my husband could have easily have alleviated this whole situation to where I told them it was fake. And as you might imagine, the parents are looking to get him out of that school and enroll him someplace else.
I would imagine that'd be my first priority. Yeah. We're done. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day, everybody.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.